Hi, it's Phil Hendry. It's time for episode 223 in our classic podcast archive. And here is R.C. Collins when Tiger Woods was beginning to make a name for himself, when Tiger Woods was starting out on his brilliant, brilliant run as a professional golfing champion. And there was R.C. Collins jumping on the bandwagon right off the bat, saying that Tiger Woods had drawn the line in the sand. He was separating out the generations. He was bringing young people into golf. Jack Nicklaus is over. Arnold Palmer is over. And by the way, let me play the national anthem. And he plays O Canada. This bit's got it all. R.C.'s arrogance, him thinking the national anthem is O Canada, plus a foghorn, which I think actually predates Rudy Canosa's foghorn. It's all here with R.C. Collins, episode 223 in our classic podcast.
I go to Bradley Military Academy in Altadena.
Altadena, California.
Yes.
And Tiger Woods has drawn the line in the sand.
We were very thrilled with his victory on Saturday, Mr. Hendry, in the Masters tournament. I think everybody in my generation was.
Why?
I think he's finally put to rest the whole myth of Jack Nicklaus and the rest of these guys that are over. And I think to prove that point, I don't know whether you know this or not, but Arnold Palmer retired last week because he knows Tiger Woods is the bad boy on the block. And I think those of us who are planning a career in the military, it's good to know that Tiger Woods, I think, is going to be representing the golf world.
Well, you plan on having a career in the military after you get out of your military academy, right?
Well, when you say I'm in a military academy, I'm pretty much in the military right now on account of when I graduate, I want to go into the Marines.
All right, so how do you tie all this? I know that you were celebrating Tiger Woods' victory. Is this about Tiger winning, or is it about Jack Nicklaus no longer being on top?
I think it's a little bit of both, sir. Jack Nicklaus, for a long time, everybody talked about him, and nobody cared at all of my age group. But Tiger Woods, I think, has shown that he's a true champion for all of Americans. He does have the mixed race heritage, and I think it needs to be said that Jack Nicklaus, you're not going to find a guy like him out in Afghanistan right now with our troops.
You're not going to find a guy like... I want you to... This is interesting. You're not going to find a guy like Jack Nicklaus out with our troops in Afghanistan. Why would I find Tiger Woods out there?
Excuse me?
Why would I find Tiger Woods out there?
I think because of Tiger Woods' mixed racial heritage, he's much more likely to be on the firing lines for the American troops.
And, well, I don't know how you could back that up.
But more to the point, if I'm going to put my life on the line in Afghanistan, which I will be doing when I get out of the military academy, I'd much rather be putting my life on the line for Tiger Woods than for Arnold Palmer or Jack Nicklaus, because he more represents America. And I think something needs to be said, Mr. Hendry, right now. Those of us who are going to go to Afghanistan to fight the Al-Qaeda, I don't know how to put this, but we're not really going to go over there for Jack Nicklaus. You know,
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, you're fighting for your country. I don't know how a discussion of whether you're going to Afghanistan...
Well, I think it does matter, because those of us who are in the front lines of defending this country, if we're not going over to Afghanistan, and I'm not putting my rear end on the line for some bourgeois white boy like Jack Nicklaus. So it's better that Tiger Woods is now the Masters champion and has pretty much given Nicklaus the smackdown.
Well, all right. Your name is R.C., right?
Yes, sir.
And you're a junior at Bradley Military Academy. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I hope my audience forgives me. I was talking with R.C. I took the call during the news. He called in to talk about Tiger Woods' victory. He also made a statement today, did he not, R.C., that he will win the Grand Slam?
Absolutely, and I think that takes so much courage, and I think that it shows how much better than Nicklaus he is, and how he's given those old guys the smackdown.
But the comment that you made which is you're not going to fight for your country if Nicklaus is the preeminent golfer.
I realize it's a frightening comment, but I think it's time the American people got a wake-up call. We don't want to go to Afghanistan to fight for no freedom if it's Jack Nicklaus's white boy thing that's going on. Tiger Woods is the best champion. We'll go to Afghanistan to fight for him.
You go to Afghanistan to fight for your country, no matter who the champion is.
I don't know where you've been reading that.
I don't know. You go to Afghanistan and you fight for your country, no matter who.
I'm just saying it's embarrassing to see a guy like Nicklaus still golfing.
All right, it may be embarrassing to see a guy like. Frankly, I think Jack Nicklaus is still a good representative of the sport. Okay.
Yeah. Well. You got your opinion.
But that's beside the point. You go to Afghanistan to fight. If you go to Afghanistan, right now you're a junior in a military academy. You'll go to Afghanistan to fight for this country, regardless of who the Masters champion is.
Mr. Henry, please hear me. I didn't say that I would go to Afghanistan regardless of who the Masters champion was. I said, and I'm sure our military feels the same, we're not going to go to Afghanistan unless we're fighting for a champion that represents us. And the other thing I think that needs to be said, and I hope you don't misunderstand this either, Jack Nicklaus comes from the same generation that molests older boys. And for
That's outrageous.
I'm sorry, sir.
That is absolutely outrageous for you to use his name in the same phrase with that.
I'm not saying that he did, sir.
No, but you're bringing the name of Jack Nicklaus, one of the great sportsmen in the history of our country, into the same phrase with child molestation. That is outrageous.
Sir, I did not say that he did. I'm saying his generation invented child molesting, and we've got to get them people out of there.
His generation invented it? His generation didn't invent it. It's been around since time began.
I don't know what newspapers you're reading, but...
I read all the same newspapers everybody else does. That's outrageous for you to say that.
Well, let me back up. I'm not saying Mr. Nicklaus did, but his generation is the same one that has them priests.
Don't you ever...
I understand, sir, but please don't tell me what to do either. I'm a member of our... I'm on the front line fighting for your freedom, sir.
1-800-449-8686 on the Phil Hendry Show. R.C. Collins, a junior at Bradley Military Academy. Pam, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I'm calling for R.C.
R.C., yes,
you need to get your story straight. If you are in our military, you are defending our country.
Yes,
our ma'am. Our athletes are one thing, but our country is another.
Ma'am, I don't want to go over to Afghanistan and fight for some white boys. I want to fight for everybody.
Well, then do that.
Okay.
America
and Tiger Woods.
America is made up of white, black, Hispanic, and every other race in this country.
But Tiger represents the racial, everybody's different racial.
What do you mean, Tiger? Wow. What does he represent?
All right, let me start from the beginning with both of you. Tiger Woods is part Chinese and part African. So he's more representative of America than Nicklaus is.
Okay. Pam,
and I am very proud of Tiger Woods.
I would rather come back from Afghanistan and be awarded a medal from Tiger Woods than Jack Nicklaus. See? See, that's the only point I'm trying to make.
Well, kid, you've got a long way to go.
Excuse me, ma'am, but are you in our armed forces?
No, I am not, but my husband served for 25 years.
I hardly think you're in a position to lecture me about what I need to be. I'm going to go to Afghanistan and defend this country, and you will be in it too, so it's not just Tiger Woods.
Now, I just hope
see,
that you,
See what?
I gave both of you the smackdown, because you can't argue with me about it.
Well,
argue
with you about what?
You're someone you can't argue with about anything.
No, I didn't say that. I just said it's better that Tiger Woods is the best golfer now instead of Jack Nicklaus. Nicklaus, then, because of what he is.
Jack Nicklaus was a great champion.
Yes, he was.
The mantle has, you know, has passed to Tiger Woods. There's no point in putting down Jack Nicklaus.
I am not putting down Jack Nicklaus. I'm simply saying those of us that are on the front line of defending this country would rather be over there knowing that Tiger Woods would be there too and Nicklaus would be having a beer or a drink in the clubhouse. And Tiger Woods' girlfriend is white. And that makes it even neater.
What does?
That they're a bunch of different races. See? I got you, didn't I? See?
No, you know what I think you are, RC?
See?
I think you are someone that just wants to listen to yourself on the radio.
If you're not part black and part Chinese or any other race, then you're only one type.
Look, at kid, you're in a military academy. That hardly qualifies you to comment on the social realities of America.
I'm on the front line defending the country. I get to say.
All right. 1-800-449. Thank you very much, Pam, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with RC. And did you take this call, Chris? He's a junior at Bradley Military Academy. And as far as he's concerned, Jack Nicklaus is over. It's Tiger Woods all the way. Tiger Woods is a far better Masters champion. And Tiger Woods is the kind of guy that RC and the rest of our military would rather go to Afghanistan and fight for than Jack Nicklaus. You tell that kid if he brings up child molestation again, we got a problem, him and me. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Talking about because they're his jail punk now.
You don't call Arnold Palmer Tiger Woods' jail punk. Arnold Palmer's been around a long time.
No, but right now Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus are Tiger Woods' jail punk because he gave them the big smackdown and they need to take it like a man.
Yeah, but this idea that you're not going to go to Afghanistan and fight for this country unless Tiger Woods is the champion of the Masters tournament is ridiculous.
Mr. Henry, please don't tell me, because I'm in the military.
You're in a military academy. 1-800-449-8686. Eric, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, sir. I was going to ask, see, one, where he got his information regarding Tiger Woods being Chinese.
Reading newspapers. Where do you get yours?
To be a soldier for...
What?
Hold on, Eric. Your phone's crapping out.
Yes, sir, and what I was going to say was I grew up in Cypress, California, near Tiger Woods, and Tiger Woods' mom is from Thailand. She's not Chinese.
That's the same. They're the same kind of people.
Okay, well,
I mean,
I'm trying to point out is...
What are you talking about?
He's not Chinese, he's Thai.
He's what?
Thai. He's from Thailand.
If you look at a Thailand guy and you look at a Chinese man... What's the difference?
What's the difference? One is a country called China. Hey, Eric, your car phone is really weird. Must be, hold the line there. The difference is one country is called Thailand and the other is called China. Eric, you there?
There are different.
Yeah, you got a horrible phone. Russell, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
You know, this guy's incredible. He's in the front lines. You know, if he was in the front lines defending our...
Watch your language, please. Watch your language.
I beg your pardon, but as a matter of fact,
I'm going to be in Afghanistan fighting for the country.
Is Thai, not Chinese.
That's what the last guy said. Tiger Woods' mother is from Thailand.
Apparently,
Thailand.
Yeah. What's the difference between that and China?
Well, there's a great deal of difference between that and China.
Like what?
You know, politically... every other way that I can't even explain to you at this given time.
The Thai people and the China people look the same in everything.
How old are you? And you're in the front line.
I'm 16. I'm going to be in the Marines in 2 years.
I don't think they're going to take you. They're a little pickier than that.
Look at Tiger Woods' mother is from Thailand.
Which is a part of China.
No! No!
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. No, it isn't.
You want geography in your military school,
okay.
They teach you geography.
If you get a Chinaman and you get a Thailand person, what's the difference?
A Chinaman?
A man.
This is amazing.
What?
Chinese man, not a Chinaman.
You two guys can do a little dance together if you want to.
This has been most amusing.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
I weep for the future if this is our
future. When I'm out there...
I don't think it is, though.
When I'm out there...
The breadth of America is repudiating you and your ignorance. I give you a chance
what
to take up a couple
wrong?
Years and learn
what
something.
Have I said that's wrong?
That his mother comes from China. She's Thai.
Whatever.
Well, everything you've said is wrong. First of all, is that you're in the first... line of defense of our country. I'm sorry, you are not. You're far behind that. Thank goodness.
Is you in the military?
And Thailand and Chinese, you don't even know who you're defending us from or what you're defending us from.
Yeah, I do.
Who are our allies?
Yeah, I do.
You are a dangerous person, and you're
just
amusing.
Just because you helped build the Great Wall of China doesn't mean you got to put me down.
Yeah, ha ha. That's funny, man.
You guys built the Great Wall of China, so you're putting me down because I don't call it China.
No, the Han Dynasty, about 1,600 years ago, built the Great Wall of China. I don't expect you to know that.
That would be when you was born.
That would be when you was born.
Well, I was...
Okay.
And your grammar's wonderful, too, sir. That's another thing. Are you, like, 101 or you get a PhD in Ebonics or what?
What? What are you
That's
talking
amazing.
About? Ebonics is what colored people talk. I'm white.
I'm just trying to... What do you talk? You don't speak English grammar.
First of all, Tiger Woods is part black. See, you guys didn't know that.
Do you have any... Do you have
yes,
any
we
draft?
Knew that.
Do you have
we
any
don't...
from the military?
I'm
going
to be right now a junior cadet at Bradley Military Academy, and then I'll go to be...
Bradley and Military Academy. Okay, that's great.
Yeah,
ask
okay.
him who your commander-in-chief is.
What military
it's
do you
It's the President
belong to?
Of the United States. It's not Jack Nicklaus. It's not Tiger Woods. It's not a volleyball champion. It's the President of the United States.
Right, but
your
any military man would say that he doesn't want to fight for Jack Nicklaus.
That. And if it does not transcend that, then this country is in deep, miserable...
Well, all you're saying here, RC, is that you like Tiger Woods, you don't like Jack Nicklaus.
I think Jack Nicklaus was a great champion, but it's time for him to go get a pack of cigarettes for Tiger.
All right, 1-800.
What does that have to do with national security?
It has this much to do, sir. If I'm out there bringing Bin Laden's head out of a cave on your behalf,
well, that'll never happen.
Know,
it's up to you.
I want to know that our master's champion is representative of the people of the America, of the United States of America.
I tell you what, you young man, you young man, you will never represent the people of the United States of America, thank goodness. You will never represent us. We are not racist.
I'm a cadet from the Bradley Military Academy, and you're starting to make me angry.
Well,
I don't think you'd appreciate me getting angry. Because I could eat the ass out of a dead rhinoceros.
I don't appreciate you in any way, shape, or form. You're a racist?
I'm a racist? I said that I like Tiger Woods. See? You don't have nothing to say to that.
Oh, come on, kid.
Goodness
You're talking gracious. About not wanting... Thank you very much.
Is his daddy paying his long-distance
my
phone bill?
Don't bring my father up. I haven't spoken to him in a year. Yeah,
no doubt. He just pays all your bills.
I could eat the ass out of a dead rhinoceros.
All right. Thanks. Would you watch that eating the ass out of a dead rhinoceros, please? 1-800-449-8686. Here is Danny on the Phil Henry Show. Danny?
Yes. How are you doing tonight?
Fine,
RC,
sir.
I would like to know something, son.
Yes, sir.
You say you're 16 years old.
Yes, sir.
And you represent the United States.
I'm at Military Academy.
Right. Tiger Woods represents the United States, too.
Right,
so
it does.
Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer,
well, that's
and
where you're
anybody
wrong.
Else.
That's
has
where
been,
you're wrong.
Done no, son,
Jack
that's
Nicklaus,
where you're wrong.
He hasn't won a tournament in thousands of years.
Don't make no difference, son.
All right, listen, Danny, I want you to hold on. I've got to take a break, but hold the line here. RC, hold on.
I'd really like to say...
Just hold on. 1-800-449-8686. R.C. Collins, he's at a military academy, and when he goes to war in Afghanistan, he's glad to know it's Tiger Woods who's the Masters champion, because it would be hard to fight in Gafghanistan for Jack Nicklaus. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Every fighting man and woman who would go to Afghanistan right now knows that Tiger Woods, who we are fighting for, not some country clubber like Jack Nicklaus.
And well, to call Jack Nicklaus a country clubber, the guy came up the hard way, like everybody else.
Mr. Hendry, at Bradley Military Academy, when somebody washes out... Go ahead, do it, Bill. When somebody washes out, we have a foghorn that we blow on the main square. And I've been hearing a lot of people washing out on your program today for our country.
Who's, what is that?
That's the foghorn that we play in the main square. And Cadet Williams, Cadet Brown are down there right now.
Jack Nicklaus was a great champion. Now, why are you doing that?
Because your opinions are just wrong.
All right, don't do that, okay, because it's distracting to callers, all right?
Yes, sir.
Here is Danny again. Sorry, Danny, go ahead.
This, R.C.,
yes, sir.
Amy, you know one of the things that makes this country so great? Was
there's a lot of stuff that makes this country great. Where do we begin?
No, it's because anybody can represent this country. Not just one person like Tiger Woods.
But Tiger Woods
anybody.
Used to play golf
Tiger
in the ghetto.
Woods is no different than
he's
anybody.
Been through all
just a little bit better at golf than somebody else
go ahead.
Is, and that's it.
Billy,
that's
ahead.
It, son. That's it.
Yeah, see, that's the foghorn.
Don't
no,
play.
That's your problem.
Don't play
he's
the foghorn.
No better than nobody else. He's just a little bit better at golf than the next man is,
you're
and that's all
it.
That makes him great.
You're blowing it, sir. You're
no,
blowing
sir.
It.
No,
yes, sir.
No, son.
I believe
you're
you are, sir.
You're blowing it. You're showing the rest of the country how stupid our kids in military academies are and how little we've got working for us in our military.
That's a good point, Danny. I mean, if you're in a military academy, don't blow that foghorn, okay?
Hey, the truth hurts.
If you had any sense,
the truth hurts.
You could blow your own brains out.
The truth hurts. Jack Nicklaus sucks at golf.
The truth is the truth, and you need to look at the truth because you don't know what the truth is.
The truth, R.C.,
oh, okay. Are you guys going to tell me how it is now?
Yeah, I think so. 16, I'm 49. I don't know how old Danny is, but maybe we got a couple of things we can tell you. Number one, Tiger Woods is a tremendous golfer, a tremendous champion, and it'll be exciting following his career for years to come. But
just like it was with Jack Nicklaus.
Okay, that was bullcrap. No. You were seeing everything right until you brought Nicklaus into it.
But Jack Nicklaus was a great champion. He was a...
You guys are just blowing it with your opinions.
Well, yours is blowing too, son. It's blowing right out your tail.
Tiger Woods played golf in the ghetto, and
no,
Jack
Tiger
Nicklaus
Wood
did not.
Never played golf in the ghetto. He ain't never been in the ghetto. He's never lived in the ghetto. Where you get that from?
What
paper
Lord.
You been reading?
Oh, Tiger Woods is black.
So what? That don't mean he lived in the ghetto.
Exactly. In fact, Tiger Woods grew up in Cypress, California.
That's right.
Ain't
in
that
a
the
very
ghetto?
Prominent neighborhood.
No, that is not the ghetto. Cypress is the suburbs of Orange County, one of the wealthiest counties in the
Touché.
Country.
Wait a second. I've been to Cypress, and that's not the ghetto.
No, it ain't the ghetto.
For a 16-year-old, you sure get around an awful lot.
I'm going to blow the horn on that one, Phil. I don't think
you know, Jack. And do you come from California?
Yes, sir, I do.
Then you ought to know that Cypress, California ain't no ghetto.
That's right.
No, go ahead, Ed.
And, like, right. I don't think you represent
Danny,
our military.
Thank you for calling. 1-800-449-8686. You're making yourself look really stupid, kid, by not knowing a lot of facts.
Cypress, California, Mr. Hendry, is predominantly Mexican and Hispanic. And there are some blacks thrown in, too. And
Cypress, California is in Orange County, and it is a middle-class neighborhood, and that's where... And you know what? You think you're defending Tiger Woods, and you...
Kid, Can't you spit it out?
You'll have some respect for me, kid. You understand?
I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah.
You seem to be stumbling.
I was a little bit because you got me flustered. Roger, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Listen, cadet. I'm currently enlisted in the United States Navy, 10 years.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Is you in the Marines?
I'm enlisted now, and I got 10 more to go.
Are you in the Marines or in the Navy? Are you in the Marines?
No, I'm in the United States Navy.
Well,
okay.
With all due respect, that's not quite as good.
Okay, well, that's your opinion.
Hey,
son, first of all, you're going to respect me, and you're going to respect my rank. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I tell you right now, you are in military school. You are not in the military. You are not on the front lines in Afghanistan. And with your kind of mentality, I pray to God that you never are.
Yes, sir.
Okay? China people, Chinese and Thai are not the same. Okay?
Yes,
I've been to both places. They're not the same.
Yes, sir.
Okay? You...
Sir, I didn't mean to disrespect...
You know what I think your problem is? You stated that you haven't spoke to your dad in a year. That's probably your problem. You don't have a male figure in your life to give you some discipline. You know what? I hope that military school gives you some discipline, son, because you have none. Okay?
May I speak, sir?
Yes, you may now.
Isn't Little Saigon in Orange County, and that's where Tiger's mom comes from?
Well, Roger is in Houston. I don't know that he knows.
Excuse me, Mr. Andrew. I'm speaking to the petty officer. Is that where... Ain't that where she's from?
Quite honestly, I don't know. I don't watch golf.
You're blowing that horn on us.
I had to blow the horn on you, sir.
Look, kid, don't be a smartass, okay?
Well.
Here is Lee on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes, sir.
This little kid, for somebody in military school, he has absolutely no respect.
Why don't we stick to the point? Tiger Woods is the main man of the master plan, and Jack Nicklaus, he's over. He's Tiger's jail punk.
All right, let me
get out of here with that horn, will you?
Let me say this then. All right, you said Tiger Woods being the Masters champion is detrimental to national security?
No, I did not. I said Jack Nicklaus being the Masters champion is.
All right, what difference is it whether Tiger Woods, Jack Nicklaus, Justin Leonard, John Daly wins the Masters? That has absolutely nothing to do with national security.
I believe we're at risk with Ernie Els as the champion.
It has nothing to do with national security, them being the Masters champion. They're not out there fighting this war. They're playing golf. It's a sport.
You're trying to say that any white guy that's the Masters champion is a danger to national security?
I believe so, yes.
You're wrong.
What you're saying is then, if Vijay Singh won the Masters, it'd be the same as Tiger winning the Masters?
Yes, sir.
Vijay Singh ain't even from the United States, you idiot.
I'm blowing the horn on me, then. I didn't know that.
Oh, come on, you idiot.
You're an idiot. You're 16 years old.
Why do you think Payne Stewart's plane went down? Yeah, don't know the answer to that, do you?
It went down.
National security risk.
Whatever.
Bush should sign in a law that Tiger will win the Masters. Then Afghanistan will be free.
Kid, you want to know something? I finally figured it out.
What?
You're an idiot. You're just an idiot.
I'm glad I can help you with that.
You went to military academy because you're too stupid to go to a regular college prep school. So your parents farmed you into a military academy because you're so stupid that maybe you can figure out how to make a bed and shine some boots.
Ron,
I've had family in the military. I've had family fighting wars.
God.
And I got to say, you really have offended me with this. I thought my grandfather was in the Korean War, man. You really offended me.
I don't know about
that.
That one.
The Korean War.
I'm not familiar.
You're not familiar?
No, sir.
It was a war fought by our country right after World War II in Korea, in the Korean Peninsula.
And the Korean Peninsula.
You're in military county, you don't even know what the Korean War was?
I know about World War II, and I know about World War I.
Do you know what Vietnam was?
Yes, sir, I do.
Then you should know what the Korean War was. You're in military camp. You don't know what the Korean War was?
Was your dad Korean?
No.
What are you talking about?
It wasn't my dad. It was my grandfather.
All right.
He fought for the United States in the Korean War.
Well, I hope so. I hope he didn't fight for Korea.
You're an idiot. I don't even.
You really are stupid, kid. You know that really thick man. You know even the military won't take some lame brains.
You need to get out of the military and get some professional help.
My dad said I was so dumb that the Marines would take me.
No. You got to have a couple of ounces of brains for the Marines. You're thick, kid. Real, real thick.
You need some professional help, kid. You really do.
But you know something, kid?
What?
You know how to blow that horn real good.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, thanks a lot, Lee. Put that kid down, didn't I? I'm Phil Hendry, and...
Your show sucks.
Yeah. Punk. 1-800-449-8686. In a moment, I'd like to tell you about our bowling shirt. It's really a fantastic thing. And a lot...
I saw the shirt on your website. It blows.
Shut up. It's really nice. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
In Afghanistan.
What about Afghanistan?
That's where they think Bin Laden is.
Oh, really? You just got the word on that?
Mr. Hendry.
You just got the word? Yes, of course that's where they think Bin Laden is.
When I graduate from military academy, I want to go find him.
Of course you would. If you ever graduate from military academy. But the things you're saying on my program today, Tiger Woods' mother's from China, and no fighting man wants to fight for Jack Nicklaus if he's the champion of the Masters. They'd rather fight in Afghanistan for Tiger Woods. And that Ernie Els is a threat to national security. Kid, are you listening to yourself?
Mr. Hendry, I don't come from your culture. I come from a culture of strict military discipline. People like you, I don't understand. I will fight for you. I'll die for you. But I'll never understand you, sir. And with all due respect, Mr. Hendry, I'll never buy you a beer or sit down and just tell stories with you. You're not my kind of people. My people are the guys out there. And the sooner I get out on the fence, the sooner I'll be a happy man. But right now I'm here with all you civilians.
Well, ain't that a sad thing? Here is Dana on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Dana, go ahead.
Actually, I was going to say something.
John Daly drowned himself in a bottle because he knew he was a danger to America.
Okay, wait, excuse me. Is it RC?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I had a comment until they just came back from commercial and I heard you talking. You said that you came from a strict military upbringing.
That's the culture that I live in at Bradley, yes, ma'am.
Currently?
Yes, ma'am.
But is that the culture that you were brought up in?
No, ma'am. My mother was an alcoholic and my father is absentee.
Okay. So how long have you been at Bradley then?
I've been since my freshman year.
Okay. And you are what now?
I'm in my third year. I'm a junior.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm very young also. I'm 25 years old.
Why'd you
and
blow
I would
the
like
horn?
To say that,
questions.
Go ahead,
I would
Dana.
I would like to say that you're very, very disrespectful. And
well,
I think
ma'am,
that
I'm
that
faced
is,
with a lot of disloyalty to our country. I've got to say something about it.
I think that your attitude is a disloyalty to our country. And I think that it's very sad that you are training with the thought of being on the front lines to fight for us.
Ma'am, I'm psycho. I'm crazy. You want a crazy guy like me out there.
You
ask a lot of questions. Is you a spy or something?
You've
what do you
proven
mean,
that
spy?
That you're crazy. You've proven that
I'm
you're
psycho.
Crazy. No, actually, sometimes, if you listen...
Well, you knock it off with that horn and that friend of yours down in the square.
Listen, for one thing, that horn is very rude. I will tell you that much, okay? It drowns everybody out. Nobody can hear what anybody's saying. It's very
yeah, that
rude.
Horn.
It's rude, Eddie.
Okay, listen. Also, I have family that has been in the military, has been and fought in World War II. My brother is currently in the Marines. And
Semper Fi, do or die, hold them high at 8th and I.
Okay, listen.
Kill.
Excuse me, Mr. Henry.
Would you shut up, kid?
Mr. Henry.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm actually kind of curious as to why you're allowing him to stay on the air.
I thought with our country in the state that it's in, I thought a hearing from a young man who's training for the military
Look, I'll leave both of you alone right now. I'll hang up, and I will leave your airwaves. But can you at least allow me a moment where I can play our national anthem? Can we hear the American anthem?
Excuse me, RC, before you... RC.
Excuse me, RC?
Yes, sir.
The national anthem, huh?
Yes, sir.
O Canada?
What?
That's O Canada. That ain't the American anthem.
I thought this was the...
RC.
Yes, ma'am.
That's
just
O Canada.
Just a word of advice. Just a word of advice.
Oh, say, can you see? Oh, Star Spangled.
Hey,
are
RC.
You listening?
Not really, but go ahead.
Just a word of advice,
yes,
okay?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
You are entitled to your own opinion. But sometimes, if you would just close your mouth and listen, you might actually learn something, especially from your elders. That's just a word of advice, okay?
What?
Oh, turn it down, will ya?
What did I do?
The American anthem, and he's playing O Canada.
I heard that.
I went to a hockey game one night, and they started off with it.
Yeah, that's because they got Canadians playing hockey. You idiot.
It's actually a shame.
Oh, okay.
It's actually a shame that
he's an idiot.
This is what we have training.
But guess what, Dana? They won't let this guy in the military.
To fight for our country.
Absolutely. All right, thank you. Yes, go ahead.
I was going to say, my brother is in the Marines, and he's actually in the intelligence.
Yes,
and I am very grateful and very honored that there are many more like him that are fighting for our country.
Absolutely. Will you turn the Canadian national anthem off?
Phil Henry,
thank
good
you,
luck. I'm not sure why you're allowing him to stay on your show.
Okay, thank you. Hey, could I play the national anthem? Sure, go ahead. Oh, Canada. How do you know that's the American anthem? I heard it at a hockey game one time.